Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
He misread me. He didn't realize who I was.
Hey there, everybody. Happy Monday to you. On behalf of my co-host, co-founder, and great friend Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate everybody who listens, whether it's every day, because we're here Monday through Friday, or every now and then. We appreciate it. Today, we want to cover a little pod business to start with and give you a couple of updates. I want to remind everybody, since we're getting near the end of the month of September and Rocktober is right around the corner, we want you to get in your new music picks if you haven't done so already for the month of September. And we're going to push the deadline back a little bit because we have something special coming up at the end of this week that you might know about. But we want you to get your picks in by October 7th, if at all possible. So that is a week from this Friday. Gives you about 10, 11 days, something like that. Maybe 14, I don't know. And so you can send those in to us by creating a voice memo on your phone and emailing it to rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call up the Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984, and simply leaving your message there on the Google Voice. We appreciate you if you do that as well. I also want to tell you, just a couple of days away now, about 3 days, Suburbs Fest 2022 here in the D.C. area. It's taking place. If you feel impulsive, jump in the car on Thursday, come down and see us, or Friday, or Saturday, wherever you are. We'd love to see you. Got a bunch of people already coming in that we know about, and some from overseas that we believe have landed on these shores, and we're very excited about that. I want to remind you what's going on. The first night's Thursday, September 29th, is at the VFW Post 350, a.k.a. Hell's Bottom. It's on 6420 Orchard Avenue, Tacoma Park, Maryland, from 6 to 11. We're going to have an open mic. Meet at 6. Sign up. We're going to have a lot of fun. And then that is Bring Your Own Instrument. There'll be a couple things there you can jam on if you want to, but bring your guitar if you're going to stand up and sing, or your triangle, your harmonium, or your xylophone, or your accordion, anything. Do a song. Be great. Second night, day two of the fest, will begin Friday at Seven Locks Brewing, 12227 Wilkins Avenue, Rockville, Maryland, from 3 to 6 p.m. Come and record a 10-minute podcast with Jim and Patrick. You pick the topic to discuss. Plus fun and games, and I think we're going to have some prizes. You don't want to miss out. That's going to be a lot of fun at Seven Locks Brewing. And then later that evening from 9 to midnight at Hank Deedle's Tavern, 11010 Rockville Pike, Rockville, Maryland. Two bands, two sets of rock and roll, the Half Smokes, and of course Frank Muffin, the indestructible Frank Muffin, is going to be live on stage. That's from 9 to midnight. And then finally, night three, Saturday, October 1st, we will officially kick off Rocktober with a four-band, four-act bill. Jay Schnitt, Late Earth, Wingtip Sloat, if they get their crap together, and Apollo 66 will be playing the American Legion Post 41, 905 Sligo Avenue, Silver Spring, Maryland. Free show, rock and roll, Rocktober. All right. And also, I want to tell you that we're continuing to accept submissions on a variety of topics, some of which we covered out there at Suburbs Fest Midwest. One of those is the first record I bought with my own money. And I got a couple of those for you today. Brett Bodenheimer from South Dakota wrote in, and he wrote to the email address rock@suburbspod.com. And he says, "The first record I bought with my allowance money was a 45 of Bohemian Rhapsody. I love that song, especially the guitars after the opera part. I was in fifth grade. Sadly, I found out you shouldn't leave vinyl records in the back window of a car." That's a harsh lesson to learn in fifth grade, Brett, but you got to learn it sometime. Thank you very much for that, Brett. Appreciate it. Anybody have a story about leaving your records in the car? That's a sad topic, but we could do that as well. I also want to say that Harris King from South Carolina, he called up the Suburban Party Line, and there are a few things that he wanted to say about the first record that he bought with his own money. So let's turn it over to Harris.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Harris in South Carolina. I just heard Kevin and Dave from Kenosha talk about their first ever record that they bought with their own money. I've been thinking about this for a while since you did it on the Suburbs Fest Midwest podcast extravaganza, and I have one, and I'm finally calling in about it. First of all, I don't really have a lot of origin stories. I don't remember when I discovered things, a few things, but I'm pretty sure this is the record I bought first with my own money, at least that I remember. That is a concrete memory. I assume it was in the summer of 1984. I was 13. I was in Athens, Georgia, but not for something cool. I was there for tennis camp, and I was staying at the tennis pro's house for that week. My dad found this fellow, and I was at his tennis camp at some country club in Athens somewhere. And I went to the mall, so it wasn't cool Athens record store downtown, the Luxury. It was the mall, so it was a mall record store. And I bought the first album on vinyl by Run DMC. It had come out in March, and I don't know why I bought it. I'm still not really a rap hip-hop guy, even though I like a ton of it, especially still like the 80s sound. But I bought it and loved it and still love it. It's probably my favorite hip-hop album of all time. It's just a great album. You know, I'm from South Carolina. I don't know anything about Hollis Queens. Nonetheless, what a great record. What a great album cover. And just a big fan of it. I don't have it anymore, unfortunately, but I still love that record so much. That's my story. First record bought with my own money. Maybe I bought Xanadu soundtrack. I don't think I did. That's neither here nor there. I still love ELO, though. I do remember that. But Run DMC, self-titled, 1984. Keep rocking the suburbs. Bye.
A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was there, but then it went this way. Took a test to become an MC, and Orange Cliff became amazed at me. So Larry put me inside his Cadillac. The chauffeur drove off and we never came back. Dave cut the record down to the bone, and now they got me rocking on the microphone. And then we're talking autographs and tears and laughs, champagne, caviar, and bubble bath. That's the life that I lead, and you sucker MC is who I be. So take that and move back, catch a heart attack, because there's nothing in the world that run the level like a cold chill at a party in a b-boy stand. And rock on the mic and make the girls wanna dance. Fly like a dove and come from up above. I'm rocking on the mic and you can call me Run Love.
Right, how about that? Run DMC, 1984 self-titled album. It is a stone-cold classic and a legendary album in rock and roll and hip-hop history, for sure. That's a pretty cool one, for sure, to have for your first one. It's a bummer you don't have it anymore, and it's the same thing with me. I need to maybe go out and repurchase it. I don't know. We'll have to see. Another topic that we've recently been asking people to call in about or talk about or write in about is any encounters you might have had, sort of real-life encounters with musicians. Now, we're not talking about, you know, like after the show or, you know, beforehand or at the merch table or anything like that. We're talking about in the wild, right? Spotting a musician in the wild. And this is a wonderful email that we got here. And it's from our old friend, George, formerly from Hong Kong, who now is back in the States. And he wrote us a lovely email here. So let me read this. It says, "Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is George in Hong Kong, who is, as you may recall, no longer in Hong Kong, but now in his beautiful home state of West Virginia. Just heard Patrick remind listeners to send in their encounters with musicians. So here's my brief brush with a relatively famous one, George Harrison. Yeah, I would say that would qualify. When I was working for a global advertising agency in Hong Kong, my job covered all of Asia Pacific. I did a lot of traveling around the region on business. And on one trip, the Bacardi Martini regional clients and I were staying at the Park Hyatt Hotel at the Rocks in Sydney. This is a very, very nice hotel. The morning of the encounter, George Rice, this must have been around 1995 or 96, the clients and I were standing in the hotel lobby. We'd already had breakfast, and we were just waiting for one guy to come downstairs so we could leave to go to the meeting. I happened to be standing facing the elevator banks, maybe 30 feet away, while the three clients had their backs to the elevators while we were chatting. The elevator doors open. Out steps George Harrison, his wife Olivia, and his son Donnie. Staying totally cool, I immediately say, "George Harrison just stepped out of the elevator." The clients don't even turn around. They think I'm obviously mistaken and say things like, "Oh, you wouldn't know George Harrison if he was playing My Sweet Lord." And then they say, I then say, "It's George Harrison and his whole family, and they're coming right towards us. Be cool." The clients, to their credit, did not turn around at this point and are totally silent, still skeptical, but curious to see who it might be. Then George Harrison walks right past us with that celebrity thousand-yard stare to avoid too much interaction and heads straight for the dining room. I still remember being surprised how tall he was in person. His wife Olivia, however, made eye contact with us and with a very sweet, almost humble smile, gives me a slight nod of the head as if to say, "Yeah, that's George Harrison." She seemed so nice, even in that incredibly brief moment. After they had passed and were safely out of earshot, we exploded. "Holy sh! That was George Harrison! Oh my God, I've seen a Beatle! And should we go have another breakfast?" A couple of minutes later, the last of the clients comes down the elevator while we are still buzzing about George and asks, "What the hell are you guys jumping around about? Did I miss something?" I left it to the others to tell him. I was happy to have seen, in person, one of the icons of rock and roll, George Harrison. Keep rocking the suburbs. George was in Hong Kong, now in West Virginia. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Good to hear from George always. It's comforting and reassuring to know he's out there listening and rocking the suburbs every day, no matter where he is. Whether he's over there hopping all over the Asia Pacific or he's just hanging out in West Virginia, makes a body feel good to know he's out there. So thank you, George. Good to hear from you. Anybody else want to talk about celebrity encounters, the first record they bought with their own money? Anything, let us know. You can email us, as I said, rocketsuburbspod.com. Send a voicemail there if you want to. You can also call the Suburban Party line, 612-440-1984. And I promise I'm going to do a better job of checking it. I missed some August new music picks, and I'm going to try to get those in before the week is out, because that was totally on me, not on late calls. All right, folks, as I said, Suburbs Fest coming up. We're counting down the days. Hope to see some of you there. Can't wait. And should be a fun time for all. Till then, this is Patrick Foster for Jim Linehan. I'm signing off, and we're going to play out with a song you just might know. Just don't leave it in the back seat of your car window. Talk to you tomorrow.
Mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
Just
Bring your guitar or your triangle, your harmonium, xylophone, or your accordion, anything.